What is a true seeker? I've asked myself this question many times over the years. I've often wondered what makes one person willing to delve into the unknown depths of their psyche and another unwilling. As a professional psychotherapist, I have seen some who are in so much pain that I could not imagine them not doing what was necessary just to get out of their pain, only to watch them do everything in their power to avoid taking that action. And then I have seen some whose pain many would tolerate their entire lives look courageously within themselves, no matter what the cost. What is it that makes a true seeker? Over the years, I've learned some things about what a true seeker is and is not. The following is my description of a true seeker. A true seeker recognizes that they and they alone are responsible for their own well-being, and they are willing to do whatever is necessary for however long it takes to create a better life. A true seeker may be initially unclear how to describe what they want, but they do know that they must do something extraordinary to change themselves, or they will continue in their same old self-defeating patterns. They are willing to put aside their mistrust of others long enough to allow someone to support and guide them. They are willing to suffer if necessary to achieve the changes they want to make in themselves. They are willing to experience the uncertainties and discomfort of change. They are willing to live for a time in a world where there are no pat answers to their burning questions. They are humble and willing to be challenged, even though this may bruise their ego and make them feel sad, afraid, or angry. They are willing to appear ignorant and inadequate for the sake of learning something valuable. They are willing to be wrong for the sake of being happy. They are willing to sacrifice their old self for the sake of building a new self, to sacrifice their old beliefs and attitudes for the sake of embracing better beliefs and attitudes, and to sacrifice their momentary well-being for the sake of their future well-being. They persevere with determination, never allowing setbacks or disappointments to deter them. They trust in a higher power they cannot see, touch, or hear. When faced with a personal crisis, a true seeker fights for the better life rather than die, concede, or give up. A true seeker's rewards are self-empowerment, clear thinking, peace of mind, healthy control of their life, feeling alive, and the experience of loving and being loved. A true seeker can be anyone. You may be a true seeker. You can become a true seeker if you are not one now. You can begin your search for a better life not as a true seeker, and you can become a true seeker while in the process of the search. Becoming a true seeker is a decision. You can decide to be a true seeker. You are more likely to be a true seeker if you are in some kind of crisis or transition. If your life is currently without significant challenge, your perception of this guide will be very different from someone experiencing a personal crisis. I encourage you to listen to this guide whether or not you are in a personal conflict. Sooner or later, you will be facing some kind of significant problem. When that time comes, you will remember the tools that will help you and refer to this guide when you are ready to use them. If you are in a personal crisis now, this guide may save your life. Perhaps it is no accident that you are listening to this. Have you in some way prayed for help or guidance? This guide may be your answer to that prayer. It is for those who are looking for something extraordinary to touch their lives. If you wish, you may take the following True Seeker's self-test. Have your notebook nearby, and when you take this test, tell the truth. Don't give lip service to these important questions. 1. Are you currently experiencing a personal crisis or a life change? If so, describe it and the emotions you're feeling. 2. Are you currently motivated to actively seek solutions to your problems? What problems? What motivates you to take action? 3. Do you believe that you alone are responsible for your well-being? Why or why not? 4. Are you willing to persevere with determination, not allow setbacks and disappointments to deter you, and do whatever is necessary for however long it takes to create a better life? Why or why not? 5. What self-defeating patterns of behavior do you have that, left unchanged, will continue to undermine your happiness and well-being? Describe them honestly. 6. Are you willing to suffer the uncertainty and discomfort that comes with change in order to achieve your goals? Why or why not? 7. Are you willing to be challenged, even though the challenge may bruise your ego and make you feel sad, afraid, or angry? Why or why not? 8. Are you willing to be wrong for the sake of being happy, and appear ignorant and inadequate for the sake of learning something valuable? Why or why not? 9. Are you willing to sacrifice your old self for the sake of finding a new self, and your old beliefs and attitudes for the sake of embracing better beliefs and attitudes? Why or why not? 10. Are you willing to trust in a higher power you cannot see, touch, or hear? Explain. 11. Are you willing to fight rather than die, concede, or give up? Why or why not? After you've written your responses, analyze what you've written. What do you think your responses tell you about yourself? Can you see any attitude you might need to change in order to more effectively change your life for the better? If so, what? To build a better life is not easy. The processes in this guide are not easy. In fact, you may consider them to be most challenging. Take the time you need to incorporate and understand all that you will be learning and experiencing here. This guide deals with the raw truth of creating a better life and what it takes to be happy. It is not a band-aid. It will go to the heart of you, wound you, and then heal you. Understand that this is not merely a motivational, educational, or inspirational guide. It is an experiential process that will offer you the opportunity to make significant changes in yourself and your life. Change by its nature is difficult and uncomfortable. Expect to work hard. Expect to be uncomfortable at times. Also expect satisfaction, even joy. If you do the processes in this guide, you will bring about tangible change in how you think, feel, and act. You will be rewarded in all aspects of your life, in your personal relationships, your business, in your health and well-being. But you must earn your rewards by paying the price of the true seeker. You are worth the investment. If this guide becomes too challenging for you, discontinue and begin again at a later time. If you find that you are overly anxious or extreme in your response, seek professional help. Most people do well with the processes in this guide, but it is important to have support. Remember that you are responsible for your experience, including how you use and react to the processes in this guide. You are a miracle. You hold within you all that is required to achieve personal success and spiritual enlightenment. You have within you incredible power to succeed. Your courage and wisdom give you the power to overcome any obstacle. That courage and wisdom is within you. The moment that you realize this is the moment you will begin to experience a better life. It does not matter who you are, what you do, what you've done in the past, your age, or your education. It is your birthright to experience the miracle that you are. My grandmother never continued school beyond the 6th grade. When she was 18, during the height of the Depression, jobs were scarce. When my grandmother announced that she was going to find a job, the family was very doubtful. They had all tried to get jobs and had failed. Things looked bleak. But my grandmother, with little education and experience, was determined to get a job in a seemingly impossible economy. My grandmother, however, carried something deep within herself, a belief in the miraculous possibility of who she could be. With this attitude, she went to a stationery store and asked the owner if he needed help. The owner thanked her, but said no position was available and turned to help a customer. My grandmother didn't leave, but observed the owner and his customer. It seemed that the customer was an old and valued patron who was looking for a birthday gift for her husband. After a time, the customer became frustrated as she rejected each gift the owner suggested. At this point, my grandmother picked up a shop-worn set of poker chips. She held them in her hands as if they were the crown jewels and offered them to the customer as a possible gift for her husband. The shop owner had to hold back a gasp of horror that my grandmother, who was not even an employee, had offered this valued customer such an unworthy item. But the customer was completely charmed by my grandmother. She asked to have the poker chips gift-wrapped immediately so she could give them to her husband as a gift that day. My grandmother was hired on the spot. Short on education and experience, my grandmother held a strong belief in the miracle of possibilities. She went on to establish a very successful business that sustained her family and offered many others the opportunity to succeed themselves. During the course of writing this guide, my grandmother turned 101 years old, still believing in the miracle of herself. Within you are all the answers to your questions and the pathway to all of your dreams. You hold the key to your greatest achievements. Within you are the seeds of your greatest successes. Only you can unlock the door. This guide will offer you the opportunity to look deep within yourself and recognize what you already know. There are many guides and signs pointing the way for each of us: people's opinions, books, philosophies, and religions. Our failures and the circumstances of our lives can tell us much about what we need to do to make a better life. Often we say we want a better life, but do not listen or do the necessary work to change things. Giving lip service to wanting a better life doesn't create a better life. Some years ago, I had a client who was always talking about improving his life. He attended seminars, read books, listened to tapes, and talked about his dreams and desires at length. He wanted it all now, with a minimum of work and sacrifice. Repeatedly, he would make some progress in therapy and then decide all that effort was too difficult to continue. He did not want to do the work of self-examination. I watched him undermine his happiness and success over and over again. To him, he was just having bad luck. All the seminars, tapes, and books on personal growth would not serve him until he was willing to do the work of a true seeker. Humble yourself to all that this guide has to offer you. Be willing to learn, to be wrong about some things you have thought to be true, and to see things in a new way. If you have already done some personal growth work, open your mind to fresh, new ideas. If you think you already know the answers to how to have a better life, embrace this material with an open mind. Be willing to reveal to yourself and to others, if necessary, your vulnerable side. Humility is essential for learning and growing. You must set your ego aside and approach this with the innocence of a child, tempered by wisdom. John, a true seeker, is a man who transformed himself. John was in a state of despair. He was so despairing that he was even contemplating the possibility of suicide. He had been a successful businessman, in fact, a multimillionaire. His industry hit a low, causing him to go into bankruptcy for the second time in his career. His wife, who had always been supportive, decided to leave him. He felt that he could not go on without her, that he could not do the work of rebuilding his life by himself. He was financially and spiritually broken. I worked with him using the processes in this guide. He was willing to do the work even though some of the processes were difficult and challenging. Soon he began to see certain truths and realities about himself that transformed how he thought, felt, and acted. He altered his perception of things past and present. His depression and despair lifted, and he was renewed. He began to build his business again. Though he and his wife did not reunite, his life was renewed. From the ashes of his despair, he found a new life. This story is not unusual. Over the years, I have known many people who, after discovering wonderful and revealing truths about themselves, have opened the door to new possibilities never before conceived. Everything you need to know is within you. You can experience greater happiness, success, peace of mind, satisfaction, and confidence than you ever imagined. Each of us has a natural need to expand, to be a greater expression of who we are. Your opportunities for creative expansion are endless. Arising from the ashes of your despair is the phoenix of your truth. From your setbacks come your successes. From your grief comes your joy. It is your difficulties and failures that offer you the opportunity to improve your life. Your pain can awaken you. Pain can motivate you to take positive action. Use your difficulties and the pain they cause you as a springboard toward a better life. Do not run from your life's challenges. When a challenging situation arises, say, "I'll take you on. You have something to teach me. I will use you to grow." It is during times of your greatest challenges that the true seeker in you can emerge. Perhaps you are being challenged right now. If so, you are in a perfect place to do the processes in this guide. Choose to be a true seeker. Remember the following important points. To change your life for the better, you must be a true seeker. A true seeker is one who is willing to sacrifice for a higher cause. It is not easy to do the work in this guide. Life is not easy. Creating a better life is not easy. If you take the path of the true seeker, you will be greatly rewarded. You can discover the miracle of yourself by being a true seeker. Practice humility. From your setbacks come your successes. If you are currently experiencing conflict, this is a good time to follow this guide.